Hi, GWA Backstage. I saw this survey from Tribute 1029 that he posted. Oh, excuse me. Oh, I'm sleepy. I thought I'd give this a shot, though, before I went to bed. So let's get started. When did you lose your virginity? When I was 16. A couple of these questions, now that I'm actually reading them, I've already answered in a previous post, so I will probably just skip those. But I lost my virginity when I was 16. I don't know if that's too late or too early of an age, that's the truth. Rough sex or soft and tender? Oh, can I have both? It depends on mood, I guess. I do love rough, urgent, ripping off of clothes sex, but if I had to choose due to my mood right now, it would be like sensuous, slow, tender lovemaking kind of sex. Like something about it, like being able to really feel the orgasm building without having to concentrate on literally anything else. Being able to slow it down to make sure that you're both on the same level so that you're both coming at the same time. Whew. Do you have any usual kinks, fetishes? Unusual? I'm actually probably super vanilla from that perspective. I mean, I like being tied down. I like choking sometimes. I like it when he covers my mouth with his hand while he's fucking me. Not to like shut me up, but to, well, I guess a little bit to shut me up, but mostly to suffocate a little bit. I get really turned on with a pair of really great hands. It's not unusual though. So I guess the answer's no. Weirdest place you've had sex? Weirdest place? I don't think I've had sex anywhere weird, to be honest. One thing that comes to mind is I had sex last summer in the pool in my backyard. And it was, like, too cold. Like, I guess it's weird because it seemed like a hot idea at the time, but it was not. Like, we had to stop halfway through because it was just too cold. Forgive me if you can hear my dishwasher going off. Favorite sex position. My absolute favorite. It's hard to choose, but yeah, my favorite has to be me on top. Honestly, in that position, I could be in control or he could be in control. It's so interchangeable. It's even better if he's in like a chair or sitting up while I'm on top of him, straddling him. You could have your hands everywhere, just all over me. You could do just so many things while I'm, you know, either fucking him or just slowly grinding on him. Okay, now I'm getting all turned on and trembling. I guess that was the point of this survey, huh? Next. Favorite cuddle position. Oh, I do love a good cuddle. My favorite way to cuddle, though, is when you're lying down on a couch or bed, like on your back, and I'm literally like on top or just against your side, my head on your chest. I take the best naps when I'm that way with a guy, especially if you start playing with my hair. Oof, I'm a goner. Yes, please. Do you like to be dominant or submissive? I like to be more submissive. I've been playing around lately with being more dominant, but I mean, as you can tell from my audios, but I would prefer to be the submissive. When I hear myself that way, it turns me on even more in the moment. I don't know if that makes sense. Feeling the need to beg and say, please, please, daddy, let me come. It literally like coaxes an orgasm out of me every single time. Have you ever had any one night stands? Oh, yes, of course. I'm not ashamed to admit that. I had a lot of them in my heyday. College was really fun. Sex on the bed, couch, or floor? Bed. My bed is hella comfy. And I have plenty of fluffy pillows that can be used however. Yes, I call bed. Have you ever been caught masturbating? If so, by who? And would you ask them to join? No. I would have to say I've never been actually caught masturbating. I did role play that scenario once, like the guy wanted to live out a fantasy where he caught me and then I would just invite him to watch. So I did that. But never like actually, I've never actually been embarrassingly caught like that. Have you ever had sex in a public place? Yes. This is one I already told in another survey. I had sex on a bench on a boardwalk in Atlantic City. Super unsafe, but still pretty hot. What does your favorite sexy underwear look like? If you were a woman, what could he, she wear? Well, my favorite personal sexy underwear is this. I have this red bra that I've actually posted pictures of on Reddit. It came with these adorable matching panties with, at the back there's laces, that end right at the top of my ass. I don't think I explained that right. As far as what he could wear, I, besides nothing, I'm a big fan of boxer briefs. They're very sexy to me. Like especially like just plain black or just plain gray boxer briefs. That's what I prefer. And no socks. Take your socks off before we start doing anything. It's so weird. Do you prefer giving or receiving? This will make me seem selfish, but yeah, I definitely prefer to receive oral sex. I love it. Especially if he seems to be enjoying himself just as much as I am. But I mean, of course I love giving as well. Sometimes I just need to have it. I have an oral fixation. Like at work, I'm constantly sucking on lollipops, or I at the very least have a toothpick in my mouth. People have called me out on it all the time. So yeah. Is there anybody right now that you'd like to have sex with? Literally so many people. This is a very broad question. Am I limited to people I know, or can I go celebrity? There's a couple of GWA recorders I would definitely bang. Yeah, I said bang. There's definitely plenty of people I would like to have sex with, of course. Most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you during sex? Another one I've already talked about. Time I made a guy's nose bleed. He was going down on me. Next question, please. A song you'd listen to during hard, rough, kinky, sexy times. Hard, rough, kinky. The first ones I can think of. The Chemicals Between Us by Bush. Maybe Hurricane by 30 Seconds to Mars. Obviously, Nine Inch Nails, Closer. Come on now. A song you'd listen to during slow, soft, passionate, sweet, sexy times. Oh, there's so many for this. I have a whole playlist. I actually love listening to music when I'm having sex or even when I'm just touching myself. So slow, passionate, sweet calls for some Deftones. Change in the House of Flies or Deftones sex tape. Obviously, I love Deftones. I mean, you can't go wrong with Bush either. Calm Down is a good one. Hozier's Work Song. That gets me really hot. That's so romantic. I mean, I could go on with this list for hours. Are you into dressing up for sex? Yes, absolutely. I mean, to some extent, I don't think I'd go super far, like put on a diaper or anything, but I've rocked a slutty policewoman costume before. It was a good time. Would you prefer sex in the bath or the shower? I've never done either. I am too clumsy to even think about shower sex, so I would assume if I had to, I would do bath sex. Have you ever had a threesome? If not, would you? I would, and I have. I've done the two-guy threesome. I haven't, but I would attempt a threesome with a girl and a guy, but I don't know. Being the center of attention with the two guys was just the best part about it. It was just so very hot. So if I were to do a guy-girl scenario, I would want to be like the guest in a threesome of a couple that's already together. That would be my ideal. If you could have sex right now with anyone, who would it be? Literally anyone. Keanu Reeves. Someone more obtainable, maybe, definitely someone on GWA, my favorite voice on GWA, just to hear them in my ear in real life. Oof. Would you use a sex toy? I use a sex toy almost every day, my trusty little Vibe. I don't have a whole lot of toys because the ones I have are like my tried and true, so I have a couple of vibrators, but there's one that's my absolute favorite, and I will cry the day it decides to stop working on me, and I find out they don't sell it anymore. Have you ever sent someone a dirty text picture? So what was it? Oh, of course. I do this all the time. I post on Reddit, too. I've sent pics of almost everything at this point via text, so I mean, it's so dangerous, but it's such a thrill. Is there anything you do after sex? After a few rounds of sexy time, I actually find myself crazy awake and energized, which is odd because I guess most people get sleepy or want to relax. I've been known to like clean my house after sex, or paint, or bake brownies. I get really productive for some reason. Would you have sex with your best friend? Well, my best friend is a gay man, so that would be a no on that one. End of story. Early morning sex or late at night sex? I love early morning sex, actually. After a good night's sleep, my body, it's like super sensitive for some reason. Like, all you have to do is roll over and like trail your fingers over me and I start shaking like a leaf. And I mean, since I get super productive after sex, like I just said, it's the perfect wake-up call. Something that will never fail to get you horny. Hearing a really hot voice coming in my ear. Thanks, GWA! That or a really nice pair of hands, like I said before. Just like touching my knee or brushing on my cheek. If I really like your hands, like all I can think about is how those fingers would feel in my mouth. So, now I'm turned on again. Favorite body parts on him, her, on yourself? Well, covered that, didn't we, on him? It's hands. I'm a sucker for a nice booty as well. On myself, I must say my favorite part of myself are my legs. I have nice legs, if I do say so myself. Slowly but surely, I'm learning to love the rest of me the same way, little by little. Do you watch porn? Yeah, lots of it. So that's it, I guess, for the survey. Thank you for listening, and I hope you all have a lovely evening. Till next time.